So last week I came across stats that kind of shook me off a little bit. Actually, they didn't shake me off a little bit, they shook me off quite a bit. So apparently stress levels in kids start to rise up around the age of 4, and one of the main causes is separation anxiety. So I decided to bring three of my children from the age of 15 to 5 because I thought it would be nice to hear straight from the horse's mouth. And I'm hoping that my children are going to be as open as they possibly can. And yeah, hoping that this will also help moms and dads out there and your children who will be listening to Marilyn Burgundy in her podcast called Words of Color. So I'd like to say welcome to my listeners while we at that. And on the right, I've got Megan. Would you like to say hello to the listeners?
Hey listeners, it's Megan here.
Hi listeners, it's Uzi here.
Eek on the house. Hi listeners.
That's a 5-year-old that's talking. So now, can you imagine looking at my son at the age of 5 and trying to picture what stress looks like for him? Does he know how to articulate the word stress? Does he know how to express himself when he's going through stress? Whatever it is that could possibly be stressing a 5-year-old. So, going straight to my point, or going straight to my first question of the show, rather, I want to ask you, Megan, as the elder one right now, do you stress?
A lot.
Okay, we've got, yeah, and then I'm going to ask you, Uzi.
Yes, I do stress a lot.
Okay, what would stress you?
Megan.
You stress yourself.
No. Well, school stresses me the most, but it's also like everything around me. I don't know. It's just everything around me that stresses me. But school is the main character.
That's the main character of your movie. And you, Uzi, what stresses you? Uzi is in
School.
primary school, Megan is in high school. So, yes, Uzi, what stresses you?
School is the main stress for me. Like, it stresses me the most.
What exactly stresses you? Is it the teachers, your friends? Is it the work? Is it lockdown and online schooling?
It's everything except for my friends.
Oh, wow.
It's the teachers and the work they give us.
Is it a lot of work?
A lot.
And do you think that is it's one of the reasons why you end up stressing? It's not necessarily the teachers, I'd like to believe. It's the work that the teachers give you that stresses you.
It's actually the department.
What department?
The department, like this school department. What are you guys ask? Carry on, see? The Department of Education.
It stresses you.
No, for Uzi's side, because you know when she said that it's the work that stresses her. And then you said, no, it can't be the teachers. So I'm telling you, it's not the teachers, it's the Department of
Ah,
Education.
because they're the ones who come up with all the work.
Yes.
Do you think they give you guys more work than they should?
Well, this year it obviously had to be a lot because we missed out on a lot of stuff, like during the year and all. So we did need to catch up on a lot of stuff. But still, our brain can only carry so much.
But still, we caught up on a lot, but then they still gave us more work, like a lot more.
Okay, so would you say that working under lockdown when you're doing online schooling was more stressful than going to school on a day-to-day basis?
No. I kind of prefer that though. Because I had like my own time. Even though work was during specific days or times, I was still able to do the work whenever, like without being rushed.
Okay, and would you be able to submit your work in time?
I wake up at a certain time, so sometimes I'd have to hand in the work like a day before, or I'd have to wake up early for it, which I don't have time for also.
And for you?
Online is easier. Like, you can also hand in things without stress because when you're at school, you like.
Time is of the essence. Everything is like now, rush, rush. You gotta do it now. If you don't do it now, then you're stuck. And if you're stuck, then you stress. Okay. And then sports-wise, don't you guys miss interacting with your friends?
I
Since we had
do.
The epidemic, people are not really doing that much, social gatherings. And I know that you guys are very good when it comes to your sports.
Yes, I miss sports like so much. I'd actually prefer sports over like education anytime.
Yes. I don't know you guys.
Plus, if I'm good at a certain sport, it can take me somewhere. With school, I have to study a whole 20 years just to get to where I want to be in life.
But then, don't you think it's worth it, though? Does that stress? Is it part of your stress as well? Or this is just you adding on to what you don't like and what stresses you about school?
No, that's just adding on. That doesn't stress me at all.
Okay. Now, how important do you guys believe sports are in terms of stress relieving?
I believe they play a good part. Like for rugby, I feel like some people put their stress onto like other people.
Mm-hmm.
So like not in a rude way, but like you know when it's time to tackle someone, mm-hmm. and then they're like, what's that thing called when they fight on each other, whatever.
What sport is that?
Rugby.
When they tackle?
Yeah. When they do that, and then like they're angry, then they put all the... They transfer it.
The transferation of the negative energies to the opposition.
Yes.
So that takes out all the stress.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, now we have a stressed baby in the studio. We've got a 5-year-old who's stressed. What's stressing you, Mamiko? And what did I do now?
Starting me.
Started with you.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was ask you to sit next to me and not move a lot so that your listeners can hear you nice and clear. Okay, come and say bye to your listeners before you go off. Come. Mommy's just stressed her baby, and what a perfect time to stress a baby. Say bye to your listeners and tell them why you're going.
Bye.
Why are you going?
Because of you, Mommy.
What did Mommy do?
Being rude to me.
But the listeners want to hear your cute little voice. Bye. See you later. Love you. Okay, looks like I've got some apologizing to do after this. Anyway, yeah, so we're talking about sports being a good stress reliever. What's your favorite sport? Since you haven't been playing, do you feel that it's not... Like, what's your outlet, basically? If you had to have an outlet for your stress, what would it be right now under lockdown? Or not necessarily lockdown, it's level 1. To me, it's still lockdown because you still have restrictions.
For me, my favorite sport is... tennis or soccer, one of the two, but I prefer soccer more because I don't know, it just makes me happy. And netball is like a basic sport.
Okay. And for you, Z?
Yeah, netball, I also use it like for stress, like when I'm like stressed, I just want to like go shoot some balls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm stressed, I just want to like play tennis, like it helps take the stress out.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a personal question. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Do you think black parents understand?
No.
I'm done asking the question.
It's not even all of them, to be honest. It's some of them that are actually the best. Like American parents, guys.
Yes.
American parents understand when a child is going through stress.
Okay, let's not talk about them. But within South Africa, South African black parents do not take anything seriously. That's just true. You guys don't take anything seriously.
Sorry, I know I'm not part of this. But can mom please finish her question?
Okay, fine.
All right. Do you think black parents understand what stress is when it comes to children? Do you think they understand that stress exists when it comes to our children as black parents, or do we not?
No.
Thank you for allowing me to take that question again. Now I feel so much better.
No, they do not. Can I give a reason?
Yeah.
Because what was I gonna say? they don't. It's not because they don't take us seriously or whatever. It's just, you guys, you're not stubborn, but you just...
Sorry, go ahead. I'll look on the other side.
You guys don't take time to listen to your own kids. And even when we talk, you guys find a problem with everything we say. Even when we're speaking facts, oh no, you're being rude.
Yes.
Everything we just say is a problem. That's why we choose to keep it to ourselves.
So that stresses you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I do not want to believe that I'm under personal attack, but it feels like a personal attack. However, I shall be at my best behavior.
You see exactly what I mean. Here's a good example. Look, unprovoked.
Right, so let's try and find a solution.
Aye. Sorry, but there's no solution. Because our teenage life is current. It's basically over, guys. I mean, like, we've already found solutions. We don't need to talk to you guys. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe Uzi and them need to. But, like, we've sorted. We have friends that understand us.
Okay.
So it's able for us to, like, open up to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or to their parents, if their parents are easy to talk to.
Would you say that I'm not an easy mom or I'm not an easy parent? Do I never take time to listen to you guys when you're trying to vent out?
Uzi?
I couldn't say. Okay, well, sometimes, like, it's hard to talk to you because what if you won't understand us, or, like, let's say we're angry because something you did to us, and then we want to open up to you, but then we're scared you're going to say something back, or you'll just say, like, you know what you always say, Mom.
Or they reverse the card and be like, I'm also under stress.
Yes.
But it told me the truth.
Yeah, but we're also under stress. All,
yeah.
And you think you're the only ones. We also go through stress.
Okay, do you want to ask me what stresses me?
No. What? We already know.
We stress you, but...
Thank you.
We also need to know what stresses us. So sometimes we need to take the time to listen to what stresses us and what we have to say to you.
Yeah.
But do I not take time? Like, you guys are making me sound like a bad
parent. No, you're not a bad parent. But it's just
you'll elite, open like, up to Mom, and then she'll come back and be like, I'm also stressed. So what was you doing for both stressed? I'll leave you alone.
Well, guys, blame it on COVID. I didn't do anything. I'm trying my level best here to be the best parent ever. However, I do not agree when you guys say American parents are better listeners to their children than we are as African children. I totally disagree.
Shame, no, that part I was just joking. But like with going out, the American parents are always top.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, but Mom, let's say...
No, excuse me. First of all, you're not even a teenager yet.
I'm a tween, Megan.
What is that? Even I sorry, you're a teenager, or you're
I'm a
like
tween.
15.
No, 13.
No, guys, you're 13, you're
it's
so
13,
dumb.
No.
You don't know anything about life when you're 13.
How rude.
Yes, you do.
You need to, I just feel like once you're in high school, that's when you know you're like a teenager, because you get everything in life, and that's when you start deciding.
Okay, she disagrees. Let's hear Uzi's point, because remember, this is part of the reasons why they stress, or maybe that's why we don't get them. So what's your reason for disagreeing?
Because the time you hit 13, it's like you're basically already in high school, because the next year you're turning 14, and that's when you're in high school. So basically, we already know things, even at the age of 11, like my age now, we still know things. Like Megan is saying, 13, you still don't know anything in life. Right now at 11, I know a lot of things in life.
Do you want to share one?
Megan, no.
Okay, one example.
One example. What example can I give?
You see? Told you.
It's not that I don't know. Okay.
Crunchy and cricket sounds. Okay, like...
We'll figure it out. Yeah?
I can't explain. Can I talk one, though?
Okay, talk.
I just feel like you have to be... Like, your teenage life literally has to start first year of grade 8 or, like, whatever. Because, remember, like, Uzi... Because you sound confused. When you're 13, you're grade 7, just by the way.
Yeah, the next year is grade 8. You're saying high school.
Exactly. Correct. How? So, you're only 14 when you get into grade 8, right?
Yeah, but she's still 13.
Okay, so how is this? How is this related to stress? Are we still talking about you guys stressing, or are we now talking about?
This is stressing me for Megan not understanding why I'm saying. for Megan not understanding why I'm saying, 13 is when you become like a teenager, because it has the word teen in it, Megan, and we, our body,
you're going forms to make me
into Megan. Listen,
you only.
But you do. Let me talk.
Stop. You do realize everyone does. We all go puberty. Do you know the definition of puberty? Thanks. Thought so. So exactly. Puberty literally only starts when, with some people, it kicks in when you're either in grade 4. For some people, it comes
was
in.
That not the case for Uzi?
Exactly. Okay, but she, her brain is different, Mom.
Megan.
But.
Megan, but.
Uzi 13, does not function.
13 is still a part of a teenager. That's when you, like, your body forms into an adultish, let me finish talking.
When you see, I disagree. In the comments,
no,
please tell me.
I'm still talking.
When you were 11, were you ever acting like Uzi? Can you hear how she talks? This is aggressive. See, this right here is called disrespect.
No. I was sure never, you even worse than me when you 11.
Mama, please talk. Was I ever like Uzi?
Mom, yeah. Please tell the truth, Mom.
Mama, you see?
Mom, tell the truth.
I haven't said anything. Do you want me to answer honestly?
Yes, Mom.
Mama, don't even say other stuff because there's proof.
Mom, please tell the truth.
I need help.
Mom, tell the truth.
Help. Help. Megan, you were actually.
Exactly.
Exactly, I was better.
No.
Oh, no. You were the most... Oh my gosh, you're the most challenging child ever.
Okay, well, look at me today.
That's what makes you
ever,
special.
As I should.
Because we all love you.
As well, I say.
Okay, guys. Are you done?
Yes.
Can I share with my listeners who are listening attentively? I want to talk about the stats. 44% of young people say one of the things that stress them is trying to do well. Do you guys feel like that? It's cool. Trying to perform, like trying to overperform. Do you feel that you fall into the 44%?
Sometimes. For certain subjects, yes.
Which ones?
Like math, science. Yeah, that's...
That makes you pretty normal though, because I think every child stresses. I mean, I stressed when I was growing up. I stressed about math. I stressed a lot about science. I stressed a lot about geography was an easy subject.
No, geo is actually, it's not that easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Geo actually isn't that easy.
You don't even need high school.
But it's not easy.
But aren't you, don't you learn geography at school, Z?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, but then she doesn't learn like map work and geography.
We do learn map work, maybe.
No, child, like graphs.
Yes.
See, you know nothing about your sister, and I think that's how does that make you feel? Is it the fact that your sister doesn't know anything about you?
It's not that I don't know. She just doesn't know. We don't do the same map work.
We probably don't do the same map work, but our map work is actually also hard.
Okay, now can I give you second stats?
Yes.
29% of twins or teens worry about their parents having enough money. What is that all about? Do you guys feel the same?
Yes, okay, well, for teenagers,
mm-hmm.
like teenagers from like 14 going up.
Because also. But I just said for tweens and teens.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm
so do you want to speak collectively? Remember, you've been a tween. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Uzi, you speak on. All right, guys.
Tweens,
let's make it easy.
From 13?
No.
No. It's from 8?
Yeah, I'm saying 13. Oh, yeah, that's I'm going downwards.
It's from 8 to?
13.
12. There we go.
Yeah.
So you're going to represent the tweens, and then you're going to represent the teens. And
as
let's see who's going to win.
I am. As I am.
And I'm going to represent the moms and the dads.
Yeah. What were you guys getting?
We're going to be the judge.
Okay, anyways. For teenagers, because you know how we like to just go out and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually two parts for that.
Mm-hmm.
We either go out because we don't want to be at home because of issues or whatever, or we go out because, I mean, we also stress on behalf of you guys because asking for money is like, you have to think twice about it. Like, do they have money or...
I'm touched.
Why?
Because you actually think on my
behalf. No, I'm not. I'm asking a question.
What is the question?
also, as I was saying. it's just we have to think twice about asking for money from my parents, mm-hmm. our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is also kind of stressful for us also. Because then we make plans and then we still have a whole process. We have to go and ask for money and then have to come back and be like, oh, we can go or we can't go. And I just feel like money always messes our plans.
But does that mean that, like some stresses, I think they can be avoided. Some stresses cannot be avoided. So if it's a financial situation, I'm pretty sure that it's normal for every family.
Yeah,
that
that's normal.
Sometimes you have the money and sometimes you don't.
Mm.
Yeah?
And also some outings don't need money. It's just teenagers are complicated and they like things.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
What truth? It's just facts, guys.
You are complicated.
Yeah.
Now let's talk to the beautiful, loving, most understanding twin in the house. Do you feel that you stress that your parents don't have enough money?
Yes, because same as Megan said, we have to think twice. Because like, let's say we also want to go out. So, like, let's say my friends and I want to go out. Obviously, we'll have to go out with our parents or our siblings that are older than us. Because yeah, mm-hmm. and like we have to think about money, and we'll be like, okay. Do I have enough money for this, this, that? And we'll be like, okay,
mm-hmm.
no, we can't go or we can go. And yeah.
But so let's admit though, yes, as much as it stresses you, I don't think like that's a major thing to stress about. It's just one of those. It's a luxury. It's not a need. It's a want.
Most of the time it's just peer pressure. Exactly. Not for me. That's not peer pressure from my side. But mm-hmm. there's some people there like pressure. Like you have to have this. If you're going out and your friend has 500 rand,
mm-hmm.
you literally have to now be pressured, like, oh wait, they have 500 rand, I can't pull up with $100.
Okay,
I have to at least pull up with like 400 rand or something. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's play a little game, and we are going to call this game Should I Ask or Mind My Own Business. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll ask you the first question. I'm going to start with you, Megan. When I pick you up from school and I ask, how was your day, girl? Your answer, normally you always say, it was fine, you're done. So now there are times when I want to dig more into it, because I can't imagine that every time I say how was school from January to December, it's always going to be fine. So what should I do? Should I ask or mind my own business?
You can ask, but I won't respond. Like, you can ask if it's something personal or something I want to talk about. I just won't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on you. If you ask me and I don't respond, don't force me to, like, respond or, like, to reply.
So is that part of your children's rights, or is that you being a typical teenager?
That's our right. It's our choice.
Oh, okay. So if something is bothering you, mom does not have the right to ask. Let's say whatever the issue is escalates and then suddenly you need intervention from someone older. Then is that when I come in, when things have exploded?
No, I said you can ask, but if I choose, if I, like, I'm not ready to talk about it, I won't.
Okay.
I'll talk about it when I'm ready.
So is that how American parents act when their kids say, no, mom, I think you must respect my privacy, it's my right to da-di-da-di-da.
Okay, can we cut the American people out, please?
Well, you started with the American people, I didn't.
They operate differently.
Clearly, that's why we're in Africa, right?
No.
Okay, you, Uzi?
Must mind your own business.
I must mind my own business?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Because, yeah, as Megan said, what if it's something personal and, like, if it's, yeah, what if it's something personal and you're not ready to talk about it yet, and then, like, you have to be forced to say it out, so you must just, like, mind your own business. Like, if you can see we're coming in a grumpy mood, just say hi.
No, that's just madness. If you can see I'm angry, ask me. But if I don't talk, then I don't talk.
And then that's at pretty confusing, though, don't you think?
Don't talk, obviously, mom will
At least show that you care, but don't let me walk into the car and act like I look like I'm smiling like the Joker.
Okay, that's pretty confusing for parents, I'd like to imagine. We can see that you're not okay. We should ask you if you're okay. And then if your answer is, I'm not okay, but mind your own damn business.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's move on to the next one.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Let's move on. When you look sad and I ask you what's wrong, you always say, nothing. We've just addressed that. But do I ask or do I mind my own business? Start, Uzi.
Mind your own business.
Okay, cool. Megan?
You must ask, obviously.
Okay,
but
cool.
But like, okay, let's just ask.
Okay, next one. If I always see you standing outside the school waiting area by yourself, I think like any other parent, it would be troubling to, you know, see your child always standing by themselves after school when there's a lot of kids around you and it happens more often than it should. I'm not saying that it's you guys specifically. I'm just saying that should that happen, should I ask or mind my own business? Uzi, start.
You can ask, but we might tell you a little bit of detail on why we're standing alone, but the rest he might not say, so it's ask and the rest mind your own business.
Okay, you, Megan?
It also depends. If you find me alone at school and my friends are there, but we're not together, you can ask and I will tell you what's up. But if it's like me alone, and remember I'm not friends with the whole school, so
okay.
I'll just tell you. My friends went home, so I'm chilling alone. Because okay. It's going to be weird if I just go to a random group of people and be like, oh, hi, can I chill with you?
Oh, the baby's back. Sorry? Okay.
We don't need you.
Oh, my son just came in just to tell me that he doesn't want to be in my podcast ever again because we made. Because we made him really sad. Okay. So, yeah, you're saying, Megan?
No, I'm done.
Uzi?
You asked me first, I'm done.
Oh, okay, cool. Now we move on to the last one. If I see, you know, sometimes acne is caused by stress and sometimes it's just puberty. But if I see your skin clearing and breaking out, should I ask or should I mind my own business?
You can ask.
Mm-hmm. You, Uzi?
You can ask. Glad you can ask.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we agree on that one because obviously looks are everything when it comes to a teenager and a tween, right?
Yes.
You guys are such users. So anyway, yeah, I feel used. Now, yeah. I know that people have been listening to the show. But before we sign off, I just want to find out, what is it that you guys would like to say to the listeners out there? Like in terms of, do you have pointers? Do you have anything that you can say?
I have a pointer on ways to see if your child is stressing or has anxiety. So number one, eating habits. Are they eating more or less? Like, are they eating more, like, yeah, or less than normal?
Mm-hmm. Would that be a sign for stress?
Yeah, that's a sign for stress. And then sleeping habits. Are they sleeping or not sleeping, walking often at night?
Mm-hmm.
The sleeping part, that's kind of like insomnia for some of us.
But insomnia?
Like, when you can't sleep. Like,
I have insomnia. Like, during the day, I'll be tired or, like, whatever. Then when it's time to sleep at night, I'm wide awake. Mm-hmm.
But that's part of stress. You know that insomnia is caused by stress, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Now, what are the next signs that people should look out for?
School performance. Have their grades, like, taken a dip? Or they're not handing in assignments.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, for me, that's not stress, but it's probably because...
It's either they're just lazy or actually something is going on that someone needs to pay attention to.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, and the next one?
Change in behavior. Are they acting out at home or at school, getting into fights, taking back frequently?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, change in behavior.
Changing behavior is a big one.
That's in big street. Yeah, that's a big one.
That definitely is a sign that something is definitely not right.
And peer pressure.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
Does peer pressure stress you? Do you have...
No,
are you
I don't
easily
have.
Pressured
nope.
into doing anything?
That could never be me.
And their moods. Do they seem angry or irritable?
Mm-hmm.
Mood swings.
Yeah.
But sometimes it could just be because you've gone or you're on your cycle. Because I've watched you guys change ever since you went on your...
No, I'm fine. Let's be honest. I don't
okay,
change.
We call it peaches. So that's what we're going to call it. Ever since you guys went on your peaches, I realize you do have
Sorry, but
tendencies.
I react differently.
I'm just moody.
No, I react differently. I'm okay.
No, I'm not okay. I'll be moody. I just want to sit down. I don't want to do anything.
Well, I'm happy to know that it's got nothing to do with mommy stressing you or anybody stressing you, right? Okay, cool. Do you guys want... Okay, are you done?
The last one, somatic complaints. Like, let's say I say to you, my tummy's sore. Yeah, that's just... Let's say it's on two ways. If I don't want to go to school because of something, or because just because you don't want to go to school for just because you don't want to go.
So you could be, maybe you're being bullied at school and that's stressing you, or maybe the environment at home is probably not conducive enough for you to be in your right state of mind and it's starting to affect you. So that could be another form of stress.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
Nice. Well, I hope that to everyone who's been listening to Words of Color is going to take one or two things that is going to help you as a parent or you as a teen or a tween. So I think we can say goodbye to our listeners and wish you guys a happy December. And do remember to keep your masks on and do remember to sanitize. It's not time to relax. We still have to do what we have to do to stay alive. So
bye.
Goodbye.
Stay cozy.
Stay safe.
Oh, sorry, guys. We're going to choose to keep this episode as is. The little one was showing us, you know, a little side to him. I guess those stats are right after all, where they say that their tempers start to rise or their stress levels start to rise at the age of 4. And seeing as though he's at the age of 5, he did what he did best. And we're keeping it real right here on Words of Color. Love you guys. One love.
Bye.
Bye.